Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 38 of the Love in the Mirror podcast. I am Shannon Bodie, your host, and it is always a delight to be with you. Thank you for sharing time. We're continuing our series this episode on where we find our peace. Peace can be elusive. Peace can be right here in the moment. And there are so many ways, so many brilliant, creative ways that those of us out there doing our good work and service in the world connect to the peace that's right here. So today it is my true treat and joy to talk with Amy Matilla. And you'll learn more about all the ways that she invites the creative process into her own peace journey and for those of her audience and clients as well. Welcome to Love in the Mirror.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here, Shannon.
Amy, it's such a delight. I want to let folks know because it's you deserve to have a little bit of airtime on all the amazing things that you're doing in the world. So let me just let folks know a little bit about you. And then, of course, I'll let you speak for yourself because you can speak far better than I can. I am very, very, very fortunate, blessed, lucky every day to get to work with Miss Amy on a regular basis. And she is a National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach with her BA. And I love your bio. She's a people watcher. Absolutely. Screenwriter and director. So she was placed at Final Draft's Big Break, the Austin Film Festival, Making It Public, and Forecast Grant. So she writes, speaks, and serves as adjunct at the Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, the Mayo Clinic Cancer Center, and the University of Wisconsin around all things related to health and wellness. And she holds 2 degrees from Metropolitan State University, one in screenwriting and the other in holistic healthcare. She says, I like to keep myself busy. Very true. This is my experience of you. And she says, I prefer whimsical and fine comedy in the quirky and eccentric. If that doesn't pitch up the delightful energy that y'all can look forward to for the next half hour or so, I don't know what does. I'll also leave this in the show notes. You can find her at Amy Matilla, let me spell that thoroughly for you, everyone, AmyMatilla.com. Enough of me speaking about you, Amy. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. What a very thorough explanation or bio of myself.
I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of all over, but I love it.
It feels like what I know of you. I prefer the whimsical and fine comedy and quirky and eccentric. Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
So, absolutely. Yes.
And I love that your training even speaks to your passions too. One in holistic healthcare and one in screenwriting. How do you find peace in the creative process? And we can talk about your client work and healthcare as well, but I really want to get right to the nexus of our topic today, which is, there's so many ways we can be creative. And for many of us, we're busy, we're stressed. We forget how powerful it might be to tap in, or we don't know where to start. So can you tell us a little bit about where you find that peace and joy yourself?
Absolutely. I just love this topic, by the way. I think with the last year and a half that we've all had, everyone is in a place where peace is even more at the forefront mm-hmm. of all of our minds and such a goal for all of us, mm-hmm. Especially with just, mental health and well-being. So generally, it's funny with creativity, people often say that they're not creative or they just don't have it in them or that they don't have time for it. And what I notice about myself is that when I am out of balance or not in a peaceful place, I will find that I'm not creative or I'm not mm-hmm. practicing the ways that I like to be creative. Mm-hmm. So that's always kind of a a reminder for myself when I start to notice that I'm not doing my creative projects or finding those kind of, I don't know, just like serendipitous moments in life where I have ideas that connect, that for me, that means, okay, I need to take some time to just be still and kind of create space for that to show up.
Mm. So for you, the synchronicity is a sign that you're in balance, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. So like for me, it's when I consider being creative, it can happen in so many different ways. And I find that I'm in that sense of flow when I am feeling creative and I'm seeing things, connections, whether it be on a walk with my dog, I'm just noticing the way that I view like a color palette of flowers, or I'm noticing the way that a building has been structured, or it may just be even in nature. I mean, nature in itself is so amazing the way that it is. I just start to kind of notice those things, and I'll have ideas that will create other kind of a starting point where I'll just start to flow. Mm. And when I'm not doing that, when I notice that I'm just kind of a passenger in life, that is a huge cue for me to take a moment just to kind of check myself and say, what's going on? Because I'm not seeing the connections. So yeah, that's for me the way that I know that I need to step back into that space where what I call creativity is present. Mm.
There's so many gems here. And I think many of us might refer to it, like as a passenger in life when we are in autopilot, right? When we're not present, which happens to every single one of us nearly every day.
Absolutely.
Several times a day as a stress response, as a getting through a challenging time response, you name it, right?
Absolutely.
I just appreciate how you refer almost creativity is almost the practice that both brings you back. It sounds like a give and take for you, that it contributes to presence for you. And it's one of the ways that you can harness and catch that response or that autopilot passenger response when you miss it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's I find it's almost like a calling too. Because you know, when you're in that state where you're feeling like you are just a passenger, or you're just surviving or getting to the next thing.
Yes.
I just find I have a craving to be present. I want to get out of that state. It's not, my nervous system isn't liking being in that place. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm able to really just take that moment, and it could even, you know, could happen so quickly, but just to really reconnect with my whole self. And just, I find creativity to be such a spiritual process too.
Yes.
That's something that we all have, and it just shows up differently for people in different forms or ways. Mm.
I love that you said it can happen quickly and that it is a spiritual process. And you said a few things that I always want to offer up for our listeners in consideration in their own process. You mentioned, you know, that so many of us don't feel like we're creative. And I just love that creativity can look like so many different things. It doesn't have to look like big fancy art projects, or even in your case, very successful screenwriting. It can be about connecting to the beauty that's here, or the patterns that you notice, and that it can happen quickly, right? And
yeah.
It can be a quick dive. And I also appreciate this connection to, you know, our spirit and whatever. I would say, however folks define that for themselves. Sometimes there's some tension out there, again, with myself too, of, oh, it's a spiritual practice, I have to take a lot of time, or it's going to be a really, you know, deeper, intense practice. But it can be a touch point. It can be a dip in the water that we can all experience in a day-to-day basis. So I just appreciate those highlights.
No, I love that. I think that it's sometimes creativity kind of has this this stereotype around it that it seems like it has to be something that's so serious, where it doesn't have to be. And actually, it's better done playfully and not given a lot of planning. I feel like, you know, I was having this conversation about creativity with my sister the other day, and she tells me, she's like, well, you got all the creative stuff. I got more of the analytical brain. And we had this discussion because she is one of the best cooks that I know. And I feel like the way that she creates food is the most delicious. The palettes that she comes up with, like the ideas of combining things together, I would never do. And it's so satisfying. And I don't know if it's just because she's making it for me or what it is, but she just, her ability has always been there with food. She's always been able to do that since we were kids. And I've always felt so fed in a way and nurtured by her cooking and just preparation of food. And so I pointed that out to her. I was like, you don't think that what you're doing on an everyday basis, several times a day with your family, preparing meals, that isn't creative. And so we ended up having this great discussion about it. And she's like, I never even thought that that would count. And I'm like, how would it not?
Yes. So,
you know?
Yes. Oh, which when we're in service to others, if it's a lot of family members in our household or a lot of, you know, a lot of clients in our coaching work, for example, or in service to our own healing process or teaching, you name it, I feel like that just the way we offer up our time in the way that your sister's doing that act of service and cooking for her family so beautifully, that's creative. And we don't even see it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of fun because we were discussing that and now she's been just sharing that when she now creates meals and different things, she doesn't look at it as an obligation or as a task. And it's something that she can do quickly and at any time, which is really, it's just fun, you know, to think of it in that capacity, because that's truly what it is.
Yeah, I appreciate that reframe because it's you know, in our daily family schedule, that's definitely a role that I share and have. Like, oh, what if this wasn't a task? What if this was something I got to do? I get to put something together right now.
Right.
I get to pull different flavors. I get to make some choices.
Exactly. Exactly. I know. Yeah. It's fun and it's available to everyone too. And even with kids too, like they can even be participating in that as well.
There's so many ways. Can you speak a little bit more to the spiritual component of creativity and what that looks like in your world or how you've seen it take shape in the lives of your clients?
Yes. So I feel like creativity is definitely, it's that flow that we were talking about and just kind of being in that space where you feel like things are kind of lining up and that you are really present. And for me, I find that different things, I'm called to different projects or conversations based on that spiritual process. So for example, there might be a story that I want to tell with writing that I really feel called to tell based on that kind of inner knowledge or inner intuition around it. And I'm just kind of called back to it. And for me, I find that I start to have, I don't know if I would call them signs, but just like repeated happenings of certain things that keep calling me back to a particular subject. So it's like, oh, there's that same subject again. And there's just like an inner hankering that feels like, yes, like it's like everything in my body feels like, yes, this is something that's, it's being presented to me to tell the story. So it's like, I have the opportunity to step into that and to say, I do want to do that or no. And so I feel like it kind of is like, you're given options about ways that you can participate and whether that be in a creative project or ways that you step into like with a client, right? Yes. Things that you share, you don't share, ways in which you help others in their healing journey.
There's so much flexibility and permission in your listening. Like you're present and available. Like that presence allows us to see the signs, or the, you know, I always say the little universe winks, the little taps on the shoulder.
Yes.
And that those can be fun too. Those are like, oh, yes, I keep getting pointed in this direction. And that you said, well, you can choose what and how to do with it.
Right.
There's no have to in this formula, right?
No, and you get to choose. And I'm sure you're familiar with Elizabeth Gilbert.
Mm, yes, I love her.
Okay. So I love one of her books. She talks about the whole art of creativity and creation, and like how she goes about, you know, creating her different projects that she works on. And in her book, Big Magic, she speaks to this. And one thing that I've really found, the way that she explained it, it just really resonated with me around creativity, is that basically it's almost like it's that project or that item of creative space, right? That is like, it has its own energy and place in the world. And it actually keeps kind of like showing up and like knocking on your door.
Yes.
And whether you want to let it in and say, yes, you know, I'm going to do this or not, is up to you. And then if you don't, if you decide like, no, I'm just not in the right space, or I just, no, it's not my thing, then it will go and find someone else to kind of allow it to come into the world. Mm. And I thought, wow, that is such a great way to articulate it, because it does really feel like that with certain things.
Yes. Like, oh, this isn't mine right now.
And right.
A Big Magic is one of my favorites. Thank you for bringing that forward.
Isn't that book amazing?
Oh, so delightful. I need to reread it. Thank you.
I know. No, I want to reread it too.
One of the things that she does in there too, that I also hear you referencing just in your own practice with it, is, you know, this idea that there's not scarcity in creativity, like the same nature or genre of idea. I think what might block some folks who are listening, like, oh, I have to do something totally, I can't do this if it's been done before, or I can't, yes, I have to make a totally unique contribution. And this idea of trusting that it could be, you know, one of 100 podcasts on finding your piece. It could be one of 100 screenplays, but it comes through uniquely from you. So yes, it is still a beautiful contribution, no matter how many times maybe a similar idea might have played out, like to trust what's coming from you and that we all inspire each other in similar ways.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for bringing that up, because I think that is such an important part of why people feel that they can't be creative, or they have fear, or just kind of a sense of, I don't know, like they're not trusting the creative process. And I do think what you're saying is exactly right. Like they're worried that it's not going to be original enough or authentic or as amazing. And the last week I was in LA filming this TV pilot with a group of my friends. We've been working on this particular script for the last year and a half, and we didn't get to actually film it last year due to the pandemic.
Yes.
And so we were able to do it last week. And it's amazing how we have these words written out. We have the whole script, the story, and the way that an actor shows up and delivers those lines, it's always in a way that I would never look at doing it in that way, but they always do it in their own way, and it's always better.
Ugh.
I feel like that's exactly how creativity is. It's like you have this idea, you have this concept of what it's going to be, and then each person has this way of doing it in a way that it's so individual and personalized, and it's amazing. So everyone has their own flavor, and I love it.
That's all part of this incredible dance that builds on itself. You trusted your process in writing this piece with this community of friends that you've created. And then you can trust the actor's art process as this alchemy with it. I that's awesome.
Right. Awesome. And I just have to say, I just want to say this. This particular piece was our friend Della's original creation. And so I didn't particularly create the screenplay, but we, yes, we were all a part of the filming and the production of it. So yes, but yes, exactly. It's like you get to play different roles and it's, you just never know what's going to show up. And I feel like it's always better than what you think because you have this concept in your mind of like, this is how it's going to go. This is how it's going to flow. And then it doesn't go that way, but it goes better. It's better. It's better than you can even.
Any plan possible. Mm-hmm.
It's true. It really is true. Yes.
Thank you. And we honor Della and her original creation. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take a pause at this point in our conversation with Amy and bring us to an offering from Inner Peace Rising, my LLC, everyone. And as you're listening to this conversation around perhaps trusting yourself, getting more present, and ultimately accepting what can come through you, if you're interested and would like to dive in more, I really invite you to the Love in the Mirror course. This is an 8-week journey that is about accepting ourselves more deeply, finding more love and compassion for where and who and how we are as we relate in the world, as we're bringing forth our authentic voice, and also how we bring forth that authentic voice in relationship. So hundreds of students have come through this course and are enjoying the changes that they see as they relate with others, as they work with what is in their control. And it could be the nature of any relationship, be that a creative project like Amy and I are discussing today, or a potential or actualized romantic partnership. It could be parenting, you name it. But the Love in the Mirror course is an 8-week self-paced journey. So essentially 8 coaching sessions for just $150. And you can get that at innerpeacerising.com/courses. You can also email me, Shannon@innerpeacerising.com, with any questions about this offering and why it might be a good fit for your journey right now. So thanks for checking that out, everyone. So I'll come back. Oh, go ahead, Amy. Yes.
I was just going to say your course is amazing. And I'm so glad that people are able to partake in that because Shannon, you are such a lovely, you are just a very transformative coach.
Thank you.
You are, just as someone that
the coach from Hello Mirror.
Basically coached me, so I'm just,
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's one of those, we're all, you know, speaking of mirrors, I get to interview mirrors, you know, so often on this podcast. It's such a gift that that's what we're all here to do, right, is you know, help each other along the way. So if folks can enjoy that, then I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Yes.
So if you can indulge us a little bit more, Amy, because I always say I love that you use the word, you're a watcher and that it can be funny. It doesn't have to be serious.
Yeah.
Thank you for that permission. And reminder, right? And in the spirit of watching, right? What we all offer on this podcast or any example, this is just a chance to window shop for our listeners or to get inspired. Like your process doesn't have to be what theirs is and vice versa. But if you could walk us through what your creative process is, you know, and you talked a little bit how flow state comes your way. When, say you're ready and you've been listening to those signals that you mentioned, what does it look like for you? Maybe when you're screenwriting or you name it.
Yeah, I love that question. This is so fun, by the way. I just love working on all of these things. It's like I could talk about this for hours with you.
I know.
So I know it kind of maybe sounds like a creepy thing to be saying that you're a people watcher, but I have really in the last year of not being around people as much in our communities, I've really missed it. And now that things are opening back up,
yes,
I have really been so enjoying being able to go to coffee shops. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's like, don't you have that expression, Shannon? Yes. Coffee church, right? Like that's your, I love
Yeah. My church of coffee. Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. Right. So it's like, I'm going to my church, I'm going to have my coffee, have my deliciousness, and then just being able to be present in a space and then just watching other people interact in the world. I just find so much pleasure and just comedy in that. Yes. Oftentimes I will, just by being in a space like that, I will come up with ideas for different stories and characters that I want to create in a screenplay or a film. Yeah. I'll be inspired by different mannerisms that people have and, you know, maybe the way that they drink their coffee or like way that they're speaking. Some people really use their hands. Other people don't, you know, it's just, so looking at mannerisms and specific things like that, I just find all of that, just the psychology and uniqueness of each one of us as humans, yes. I find so much fun, so much fun. I don't know. I just like,
I love it.
And especially when you're like watching someone that's, you can tell if someone is on a business situation where they're having like an intense call, whether it's like a first date, you can just see
yes, that favorite.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just watching and like what they're doing, their body language. And so oftentimes I will be really inspired by that. And I'd share that I had just recently gone to LA. And so I was flying and the airport is probably the best place in the world to people watch because not only do you just get your local variety, you are seeing people from all over the world. And so it really brings in all of this, you know, rich diversity, things that you might not necessarily encounter. So I find that really, really, really inspiring.
And what I love, and I don't know if anyone listening also, you can visualize as you're describing this, of like, oh yes, what I love so much is that you're not taking a stance of judgment on what you see. It's like this garden of inspiration and quirky entertainment. People are, yes. We are weird, hilarious, ridiculous yes. creatures. And there is no limit of inspiration and information that comes from just, and I so share that with you, that joy of getting to be around others again, yeah. to whatever degree folks are able to do that in your personal situation. Just like, oh, whoa, here we are out in the world.
Right.
And we get to watch each other. We all do it.
And the thing is too, like, I love it because people oftentimes will be like, well, I don't really listen to other people talk, but it's like, we all do. Yeah. And it's fun too, just to like make up a story of what that conversation is about or what the background is. And oftentimes with one of my girlfriends, we'll go to the coffee shop and we'll just kind of make up stories for people. And we're obviously both writers. So we're just like, we're like riffing on one another, being like, oh, I think that they're this, and this is what happened. And so it's this process that I find really just silly. And, also really helpful. Like, it's helped me through some creative times where I've been stuck with a particular character where I'm like, there needs to be more. And all of a sudden I'll experience something in the real world. And I find that I honestly feel like the real world has more interesting things going on than, you know, than creative as far as like created things in the world. So like, I don't know. It's just such an example of all the beauty that's going on.
The beauty. And I think about that. You mentioned just the inspiration that comes from nature too. For some folks, it might not be people watching. I always say my window shopping. But that it could be like, oh, like look what's here for me. Look what's here every day. And as the landscape changes or as I'm on a walk, even if it's for a few minutes, or look what's here in the sky. What's the pattern? Look what's here as I wait in line at the grocery store. That could be these typically mundane times, right? Where my daughter and I were watching a checkout person and the baggage person, and they were chatting while they were doing our groceries, and I was just enjoying it. It was taking quite a long time for a small amount of groceries. And we left, and my daughter says, I think we just witnessed some first-class flirting. What do you think, Mom? It's like, yes.
Oh my God.
It's fun to put on that story, isn't it? Like, it's just fun.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Yeah. It's so great too, like the part about nature. It's so interesting. On this shoot last week, one of the actresses, she actually takes photographs of roots of different trees, and they actually all create these different patterns and actually look like faces or different objects. And that's been like the way that she sees, you know, different things. And so there's just always a new way of looking at things in a different way that you haven't thought of. And she has this whole online collection of pieces that she has showcased, and they're just
cool.
So amazing. And just very like micro, very, really, you know, into that very specific, and it's beautiful. And these are all like patterns and structures in the root system of trees. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like is there anything in nature that is not just amazing like that?
Right. When we look at like, wow, how is this? This is amazing. I'm so glad I didn't build this. I could not build this.
I know.
Right? The variety is endless. It's there for us.
I know. Oh. It's fantastic.
Well, and we're getting to this a little bit, but are there any, say, tips or tricks that, so say someone's listening that's like, I know I'm creative, or they might have a creative medium already established that's their favorite, it's their go-to. Maybe they want to come back to it, but they don't trust it. Or perhaps they're in a stage of, I don't even know what's creative in me. How do I create space for this to come forward, as you've so lovingly suggested? What do you have to share for those who are open or looking to connect more creatively and intuitively?
That's a great question. I love it. So what I do personally, I'll just share that, and great. Maybe that will help. Because I think everyone is so individual in their process.
Absolutely.
But one thing that I find to be really helpful for me is, like I shared, is usually when I'm not finding creativity, or I'm just feeling stunted or just not in that space, usually it has to do with me, with lack of energy. Mm. So I'm feeling like I need more rest. Mm. So I just want to say, first of all, like, I just give myself permission that it's okay to not be creative sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like, there's just some spaces that I know, like, just referring back to like what we've been through as a community in the last, you know, year and a half, there's been some months that I just was like, I'm just head down getting through this, you know, like it's challenging. And so I just allow it to be what it is. And I think having those breaks are really important, because it really gives you the space to refill. And then once you're filled, you will be able to step back into it. And then oftentimes if I'm in a place that I'm blocked or feeling like I just can't quite get at what I'm trying to do, it's funny, but I'll kind of do like a prayer or just an intention before I go to sleep. Mm. And it's amazing, because I will wake up with an answer.
Mm. Yes. Literally sleeping on it.
Yes. Literally. And it's funny, because it will either come as like an image or an idea, or sometimes, a lot of times I wake up with a music song in my head about it. Mm-hmm. And so that will like lead me to it. But I love using the format of dreams to really to journal on that, you know, to like ask a question and literally write it out on a piece of paper. It could just be a journal, or even like a post-it before you go to bed. Just put that out there and then just wake up and see what happens. And sometimes it doesn't happen the first night that you try it. Right. But if you try it consistently, it's really amazing what you're you know, the unconscious, your subconscious will bring forward.
Oh, I love that. Which, by the way, I feel like we could do a whole other podcast maybe in the future on dreaming.
Oh, please. So can we? I would love that. I'm such a
fan. Listeners, let me know if you'd love to hear a podcast about dreams, because, well, I would love to host one, but I want to hear from you too. I love that. Oh, there's so much rich flavor here. That you mentioned a lot of things around allowing and not striving and not forcing, that permission for rest so that we can restore, so that those places from which creativity flows can come alive again or come online into our awareness. The allowing and permission and the ebb and flow of that natural process is so beautiful. Go ahead, please. Yes.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's taken me a while to surrender into that because I'm someone that, like I'd mentioned, I love producing and I'm kind of an achiever where I love like checking the box off things, especially when I feel really like there's so many amazing things I want to do. So it was really hard for me to just allow that like divine timing and space. And so that's been something that I've really worked through and I'm not always good with it, but I'm doing so much better. And I find that now when I do show up, I'm like, I'm so glad that I just didn't resist that time that I needed to rest, because then you actually have that space to be able to show up when it's intended, you know?
Yes. The trust of it.
Yes.
Or the pressure that we put on ourselves for any producing of material, of work, when we can. And you spoke too on the other end of the spectrum around consistency, right? Like, okay, you might do a post-it note or a prayer or an intention every night before bed, but you keep doing it. And then trusting that divine timing to bring forth what's supposed to come through us when it does. Whenever it does. I love this sort of marriage of the two processes, the allowing for space and permission, but also maybe a consistent practice that just says, I have my radar up and I'm going to keep restoring in the meantime. And maybe the whole practice is restoring for a while. It's not, I've definitely needed to do that at different times in my life around heavy grief or heavy productivity or extremely busy seasons where it was just that surrender to, okay, this is how it is right now. And that's okay. And then you talked about that longing, that hunger for presence. Then the voice starts to come back within me of, I'm looking forward to this again.
Right.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Oh, there's room. There's room now.
Absolutely. And I think it's just so, like, the way that you articulated it is great, because in our culture and society, we really don't make a lot of, we don't hold up being just quiet or not being productive. It's always about like the next.
Yes.
So like honoring that space and just being okay with it is such a, it's a rarity in our society. So to actually do that and then to trust it is for me, it's a real big process.
Which if our whole core of this process, this podcast today was about how do we find our peace, it doesn't then just have to be about producing or striving or pushing. It can be that, I need to find my peace and letting myself heal or simply rest. I appreciate that so much.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it.
You've referenced the last year and a half beautifully a few times, and there continues to be so much going on in our world right now. Is there anything else you can speak to about that art of creation as important toward creating peace, toward healing, or toward wholeness? It might be with your clients. It might be just offering that contribution and trusting yourself.
Yeah. I would say to really share and embrace your own story. And, it's funny with my career path, I have 2 degrees, one in health and the other in writing. And people often ask me, what do they have in common? Like, I don't see the connection. And for me, it's always been so clear. It's like, it's about individual story and collective story. And I think in the process of healing, what we are doing is we are finding words and ways to express our own story. And you can do that in different ways. It doesn't have to be pen and paper. It can be through, like we talked about, like cooking. It can be through the way that you love someone. It can be the way that you nurture. It can be the way that you see things like patterns and design, the way you arrange pillows on your couch. Mm. But it's the way that you tell a story, I think, can be a space that even during this time, we all have our individual experience of what we've been through. And we've all been through so much. And this last piece of time has been just, you know, a rarity in our history. We're living through a time that's never been before. So I think we all have something really relevant to share. And I just think encouraging each individual to share that story in whatever way feels right for you. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just something you share with yourself, you know, just to express that.
I love there doesn't have to be a necessary audience. Simply hearing our own, we can be our own audience, or maybe it's one loved one or one friend or one practitioner, a helping practitioner, but the articulation of story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we have, you know, our friend, mutual friend, Beth, she records audio of herself processing through things, like her own story. And I'd never heard of anyone doing that before. And I love that idea.
I do too.
You know? Yeah. It's just, what a beautiful way.
She gets to hear her voice. And you've also mentioned you can share it here if you'd like, that there's an app where you can record your own affirmations in your own voice, literally. Hearing that in your own words back to you does so many amazing things, we know neurologically. What's that app? Can you remind me?
Yeah, it's called Think Up.
Think Up. Thank you.
It's lovely. I cannot say enough positive about it. And I have nothing associated with them as far as financially.
Yeah. But this is a plug for what works for us.
Yeah, it's great. Exactly. I'm like, I just love it. Yeah. It's fantastic. Yes.
Love that. Thank you. And there's also an inherent beautiful respect that you reflect for all of us on whatever anyone's story is. In the last, as you said, piece of time, there are so many potentially conflicting narratives in the world. And there's a real, just such respect that you offer for whatever anyone's unique story is that comes through them. And I really see that as that drop in the pond, so to speak, that drop in the beautiful cosmic pond, the energy we all need right now as we are looking, you know, to find ways of respecting each other, connecting with one another, finding unity and peace together from a variety of perspectives, because we all have a different story. No one can tell it the way we can, and no one is going to necessarily understand it in the same way. That's okay. I love just the respect and deep listening that you offer so many in your career in the world, including yourself, because we need your contributions. We need what comes through you creatively. So I thank you so much for that.
Well, I just want to reflect that back to you, Shannon, because you are one of the most generous listeners I've ever experienced. So I have to say, I'm always in awe of that with you. It's always so much fun. Like having a conversation is just always such this process that I walk away from feeling so inspired and completely heard. Mm. And it's so powerful when we share our story too. Isn't just it? Being heard by someone, and whether it's we just put it down on paper or we're sharing with the world, there's part of us that really feels affirmed and fully accepted.
Yes. Oh, thank you. That's another podcast topic on deep listening.
I know. We're going to create a list.
I know. We'll do one on deep listening. And I thank you. Thank you. Amy, is there anything else in this particular episode, the first we get to record together, that you would like to leave our listeners with before we sign off?
No, I don't think so. I think respect your process and where you're at and fully embrace that, you know. I think that's like the most important thing right now for all of us, just to fully love ourselves up with exactly where we are.
Love ourselves up. Yes. That's the fun one. Yeah. Whatever that looks like. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow.
And I'll remind folks that they can find you www.amymattila.com. Am I saying that right? Now that I've spelled it all out. Okay.
Yes.
You I got all excited about spelling your name right because there are many ways to spell both names. Okay.
I know. No, okay. You did it. You
sweet.
Spot on. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friend. And
thank you so much for having me. This was wonderful. Oh.
So we'll take a pause. And I want to thank all of you for coming on this journey with Amy and me today. Oh, what a gift, right? So I hope that you got to awaken or be reminded of that creative impulse within you and all the amazing ways that it can take shape, be that a new one or one that you never thought of as creative before. And again, if you need deeper questions and resources, please email me directly, shannon@innerpeacerising.com. Or again, you can check out that Love in the Mirror class at innerpeacerising.com/courses. Thank you so much, everyone, for being with us. And let's take that deep whole breath together once again to the peace that's here underneath the busyness of your day. This is Love in the Mirror.